The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We are going to talk about how to boost your brain power this week, how to improve your memory, how to improve your focus, how to prevent Alzheimer's, prevent Parkinson's. We always want our brains to function at the highest level. Right now, there are so many people that suffer from depression and anxiety. May is considered Mental Awareness Health Month. But awareness of our mental state is actually at an all-time low. There's more suicides than ever before. There's more depression, more anxiety. There's more people that are medicated for mood disorders than ever before. And the last 3 years with COVID and all these mandates and isolations and rules and scare tactics, depression, anxiety, suicide, alcohol abuse, drug abuse has gone through the roof. Now, that is the true epidemic, is mental health awareness. We have to be aware of people's mental health. Imagine these children who were told they can't play with their friends anymore. I had a kindergartner when all this started with COVID, and he came home crying, "Daddy, they won't even let me play tag with my friends." They didn't learn how to share their toys. Everyone was wearing masks, so they couldn't see facial expressions. They didn't know what makes people happy and sad and how to read people's face and body language. So children are way behind in their social skills, in their cognitive capabilities as a result of all this government intervention. But the only epidemic they talked about was COVID-19, not the true epidemic of mood disorders, depression, anxiety, suicide. And what do people normally do when they have anxiety and depression? They medicate. And on medications, some of the side effects say may cause depression, may cause anxiety, may cause suicide, may cause violent repercussions, may cause anger, aggression, may cause weight gain. But the doctors don't tell you this when they prescribe the medication, of all the possible side effects. In fact, the stuff that they're treating for you is a side effect of the medication. People are taking antidepressants that causes depression. They're taking anti-anxiety pills that cause anxiety. They want to prevent suicide, but the medication causes suicide. Even these school shootings, they're always blaming the guns. Why don't we look at these children's mental health? Why don't we look at the medication they're taking? Almost every single mass shooting has been done by someone who is medicated for some mood disorder. And remember, the medication says may cause violent tendencies. Do not operate large machinery. So when we're putting our children on all these medications and antidepressants and anti-anxiety pills, as their brain's developing, they're going to start to do things that are not normal. They're going to have suicidal thoughts, which are not normal. They're going to have thoughts of killing other people, which is not normal. They're going to have violent tendencies, which is not normal. So what I do as a doctor is get to the root cause of the problem. Rather than treating these mental disorders with medication and therapy, what we do is rewire the brain. It's called neuroplasticity. Just like if you have anxiety and your brain's overactive, we're going to do neurologic exercises that calm down the brain, such as gargling, splashing your face with cold water, doing the gag reflex. Those are exercises to calm down the overactive brain. Now, when you have depression, low motivation, low energy, you're going to have an underactive brain. When you have an underactive brain, we want to do stuff to stimulate it, to make it stronger, get more blood flow, more oxygen. And if you have both, that's sort of like a bipolar, where you have the manic and the depression. So the anxiety, the mania, plus the underactive, the depression. A lot of people, even though they're not bipolar, may have these imbalances of their left and right brain, specifically in the frontal cortex. The frontal cortex is for focus, motivation, organization, planning, social behavior, punctuality, depression, anxiety, understanding consequences of actions, shifting tasks, organizing, losing things, forgetting names, memory, even word retrieval, comprehension, movements, urination, all comes from this frontal cortex where people think about the executive functions. And if you have any of those problems, there's most likely an imbalance of your left and right frontal cortex where they're not connecting properly. It's called a functional disconnect syndrome. So when people have ADD, ADHD, that's a functional disconnect syndrome. Troubles with focus, troubles not getting distracted, troubles with keeping their attention. That's ADD, hyperactivity, ADHD. That comes from a functional disconnect syndrome of your frontal cortex. OCD also comes from an imbalance of your frontal cortex. Autism, an imbalance of your frontal cortex. Dyslexia, a functional disconnect syndrome of your frontal cortex, where your language centers are. Even Tourette's, Asperger's, all these developmental delays, pervasive disorders, there is a test that you can do to figure out where is the weakness. Is it the right frontal cortex? Is it the left frontal cortex? We want to be specific so we know which type of therapy would most be appropriate for you. Now, the best test to tell if there's an imbalance of the right and left frontal cortex is called a VNG, video nystagmography. One of the tests we do with this is called a saccade. A saccade is a fast eye movement. There's three parts of this fast eye movement that we want to analyze in this VNG. Latency is number one. So what that is your reaction time. Speed is number two, how fast you get from point A to point B. And number three is accuracy. Now, if you do this VNG and the saccades are off of either latency, slowness of the speed, or inaccurate saccades, then there's going to be a balance of the frontal cortex. And depending, is it going to the right or going to the left, we can be very specific to find out which side of the brain is causing the problems. Once we figure out which side of the brain is causing the problems, now we could come up with the appropriate treatment. So we want to get to the root cause of the problem, not just treat with medication. I'm not the doctor that you want to see if you want a Ritalin prescription. That is not what I do. But I figure out where this imbalance is coming from in your frontal cortex. And the way to do that is through this VNG test, video nystagmography. It's normally a $500 test. But for the first seven people that call the radio show today, you can get the entire test for only $21. Yes, that's right. It's normally $500 and you can get it for only $21. All you have to be is one of the first seven people to call, text, or email. You can call or text us at 646-221-6738, or you can email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, if you want the VNG to discover the different areas of brain and the differences from the left and the right side so we could come up with a proper diagnosis, you can get that test that's normally $500 for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. This way we get to the root cause of the problem rather than treating symptoms. That's the way modern medicine is set up, is it's pretty much like kind of a flow chart where you come up with your diagnosis. And now based on the diagnosis, this is the appropriate medication. If that medication doesn't work, let's try another medication. That medication has side effects. Let's give you another medication to counteract the side effects of that medication. And then you go where you add another medication, another medication. So I am the type of doctor that wants to help you reduce medication. I don't want you to add more and more medication. The power that made the body heals the body. It's pretty amazing at healing itself. For example, when you have a fever, your brain is heating up to kill off the bacteria or the virus or whatever has infected you. It literally is going to burn it off. When you have pain, your body's preventing you from moving a certain position that might aggravate the nerves. When you have a headache, your brain is telling you, hey, I don't have enough water, or I haven't eaten enough, or I have too much screen time. Maybe I need to get blue light filters. Blue light filters are these glasses that you could wear when you're working at the computer or watching television or on your phone at night or the iPad. You want to wear these blue light filter glasses at night to decrease cortisol, which is the stress hormone, to help with energy and sleep and prevent headaches and visual problems. So that might be a good solution. Or, you know, you might have to just drink more water, or you might have to avoid eating sugar, or you might have to go to bed earlier, or you might need to do some breathing exercises. So these therapies are much healthier than just taking a Tylenol or an aspirin or even medications that are prescription, which are pretty intense. All right. So the good news is, if you do the right things, you can prevent any health problems or even reverse them, but it's work. All right. So like I said, I'm not the type of doctor that writes you the prescription. I don't do surgeries, but I'm really good with my diagnostics, figuring out where the problem is coming from and giving you the solution on how to help yourself. If you want more information about our practices in New Jersey, New York, as well as our virtual treatments, you can visit our website at kaplandc.com. More about improving brain function when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to boost your brain power. One of the most important ways to boost your brain power is to master nutrition. There's a few things that are important when mastering nutrition. If you remember from our last show, we were talking about how they're going to call Alzheimer's disease diabetes type 3 because it's a combination of diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1 is autoimmune disease, and that's where the body's attacking itself. So we see that with poor nutritional habits. And that is going to be an increase in dairy products, gluten, corn, soy, alcohol, coffee. Those are going to create autoimmune disease. Diabetes type 1 is juvenile onset diabetes. That's autoimmune disease that we need to avoid by eliminating those six foods from our diet. Now, diabetes type 2 is adult onset diabetes. That is due to sedentary lifestyle, high stress, a lot of sugar, bread, carbs, overweight. That's going to be adult onset. That's mostly environmental. Okay. So we got to make sure we exercise, we eat a lot of good, healthy fat, protein, and vegetables. We go to bed early. We reduce stress, doing meditation, practicing mindfulness, doing breathing exercises where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That's going to calm down the nervous system. That's going to increase input in what's called your vagus nerve. And your vagus nerve has been linked to diabetes. So if you want to prevent Alzheimer's disease, you want to prevent dementia, we got to make sure we avoid diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. The other way to master nutrition is not just the foods you eat, but it's when you eat. So the best time to eat is what's called intermittent fasting, where you eat for 8 hours and you fast for 16 hours. When you eat for 8 hours, it's best to do it during the daylight times. Idealistically, your 8 hours should be eating from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. And ideally, we want to sleep from 10 p.m. at night to 6 a.m. in the morning. So we're eating 8 hours, we're sleeping 8 hours. Okay, that means you're going to have 4 hours between your last meal and bedtime. So let's say if your last meal is done at 6, bedtime's at 10, you got 4 hours. Those are going to be the toughest 4 hours of your day. That's where a lot of people sit at home, watching TV, Netflix, the basketball game, and munching, eating some snacks, popcorn, chips, candy, chocolate. That 6 to 10 time is the hardest time. What I would suggest is, number one, do something where you're out of the house during that time. Take the dog for a walk. Go take a dance class. Learn how to play a musical instrument. Do some meetup, a book club, you know, a sewing club, something, a STEM club. Get together, do something social, get out of the house. You're just not at home in your kitchen grazing for food. When you do get hungry, drink some water. The more water, the better. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces.
So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking 75 ounces of water every day. The best time to drink the water is on an empty stomach. That's why first thing in the morning is always best. Warm lemon water with a pink Himalayan salt to give you electrolytes. How much? I just take a pinch, literally just a pinch, put it in my glass of water. That's pink Himalayan salt, has 86 electrolytes, more electrolytes than any salt ever discovered on Earth. Those energy drinks or those sports drinks, Gatorade, Powerade, they don't have the electrolytes their commercials claim they have. Anything on a commercial you should avoid, right? You see Gatorade on commercials. They need to hire celebrities to promote Gatorade. Anything on a commercial is bad. What's on a commercial? Doritos, Pop-Tarts, Frosted Flakes, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, medication, Bud Light. That's all the stuff on a commercial, all the stuff we need to avoid. Have you ever seen a broccoli commercial or a kale commercial or a carrot commercial? No. You might see a orange juice commercial, but you won't see an orange commercial because orange juice takes out all the sugar or leaves all the sugar and takes out all the fiber. It is much better to eat an orange than to drink orange juice. You always want to get to the source, the original source, straight from the earth. Just grab that orange from the tree, eat the whole thing as God intended it. The more natural, the better. Now, as far as water, we said always drink on an empty stomach. So right in the morning, you want to drink a half hour before each meal. And then at night, during that 6 to 8 fasting time, if you're hungry, drink some lemon water. You should be able to drink water at night and not have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee if your systems are working properly. If your systems are working properly, your brain during the nighttime says, okay, I'm sleeping. This is very important. Make sure I hold my bladder until the morning. Then when you wake up in the morning, you pee, you poop after you digested your food all night. The morning is the best time to get going. You want your brain to function at optimal levels? You have to have that power hour in the morning. You wake up, you meditate, stretch, do some brain exercises, go to the gym, go for a walk, get some physical exercise in there. Wake up early so you don't have to rush in the morning. The worst thing is to wake up in the morning, run and slam on the alarm clock, press snooze a few times, run to catch the subway, have coffee for breakfast, start off the day all nervous, watch the news about World War III in Ukraine, financial crisis, inflation, political corruption, natural disasters. The worst thing in the morning is to watch the news. You want to start off on a bad day? Turn on your television. Put on the news. That will depress you. That will make you anxious. That will put you in fear mode. If you don't want to be put in fear mode, you better turn off the news. Don't read the newspaper. Just your local newspaper. That's what I write for. I write for my local newspapers, the Pascack Press, the Northern Valley Press, because the local newspaper is good. They tell you about, oh, the Boy Scouts are going on a trip in the campsite up in Alpine, and the senior citizens took a bus to Atlantic City, and the library is having this author read their book, and the local town is having a street fair, and the basketball team just won the big game. And, you know, it's all local stuff, local events, local articles. I don't like reading the big newspaper. They're trying to brainwash you. They're always their doomsday. They're always negative. They're always bringing you down. You want to surround yourself with happy people. You are going to be who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with mean people, you're going to be mean. If you surround yourself with healthy people, you're going to be healthy people. If you surround yourself with rich people, you'll be rich. If you surround yourself with spiritual people, you'll be spiritual. So whatever you want to be, that's who you got to hang out with. You want to be smart? You hang out with smart people. You never want to be the smartest person in the room. You always want to be the dumbest person in the room so you can learn from all these smart people around you. So if you want to be healthy, stay around healthy people. If you go hang out with people who are always getting drunk at the bar, eating fast food, fried food, going out for dinner every night, then you're going to be unhealthy. If you're around people that eat healthy, fresh food, no preservatives, no boxes and cans, no bags, then you're going to become a healthier person. More when we come back from the break.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Car payments, credit card payments, home loans. Man, that's a lot of debt for you to carry. Let us help you get caught up when you enter the $18,000 Get Caught Up Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner gets up to $10,000 in debt relief. Three first prize winners will get up to $1,000 in debt relief. And 10 second prize winners will get $500 in debt relief. That's $18,000 total. And that could be you.
Go to am970theanswer.com to enter. That's am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
We're talking about how to boost your brain power, how to improve your brain function by mastering nutrition. One of the other things that are important for mastering nutrition is called food combining. Food combining is where you only eat one type of food at a time. For example, if you have a piece of fish, which is a protein, you're not going to have a piece of fruit after. Fruit and proteins have different type of enzymes. So when your body eats protein, it releases the protein enzymes. When your body eats fruit, it releases the fruit enzymes. If you eat both foods at the same time, the enzymes will sort of get confused and they're not going to be efficient at breaking down the foods. So it's much easier for digestion to eat one type of food at a time. If you have IBS, Crohn's disease, colitis, constipation, diarrhea, leaky gut, then you have to work on your nutrition. You have to work on your inflammation. You have to work on your physiology. You have to work on your stress. You have to work on water intake. And you have to do the food combining as well. Your health isn't given to you without working for it. For anything in life, to succeed, you have to work for it. Okay? So I really want you to master nutrition. So it's not just the foods that you eat. It's not just when you eat it, but it's also how you eat it. Right? That's food combining. So eat proteins by themselves. Don't mix proteins with fruit. Don't mix carbohydrates. Don't mix proteins with carbohydrates. They all have different types of enzymes. Now, vegetables, you can eat with all the different types of food. Vegetables really help with the digestion. So you can have, you know, a piece of grilled chicken with salad. You can have, you know, rice with vegetables. You can have fruit with some carrots. So you can combine vegetables with all types. But what you don't want is to have meat and potatoes, turkey on bread, right? You don't want to have oatmeal with bananas on top. So when you have fruit alone. And fruit is the easiest to digest. So I always like to have fruit as the appetizer. Most people eat fruit as the dessert. I like to have it as an appetizer or as a snack. Because fruit is the quickest food to digest. It only takes 20 minutes. So once you have a piece of fruit as an appetizer, then you can have a protein or a carbohydrate after that, and you don't have to worry about food combining. Proteins take about 2 to 3 hours to digest. So if you have a potato, or you have some rice, oatmeal, then you want to wait 2 to 3 hours before you have a protein or a fruit. Have a piece of chicken or turkey or fish or meat. Have it by itself or with vegetables. If you're going to have fruit, you got to wait 3 to 4 hours after a protein. So a fruit, you wait 20 minutes after. Carbohydrates, 2 hours after. And proteins, 3 hours after. Before you can eat a different type of food. That is called food combining. Okay? So we want to avoid diabetes type 1, autoimmune disease, by avoiding soy, wheat, dairy, alcohol, coffee. We want to avoid diabetes type 2 by getting up every 20 minutes so you don't have a sedentary lifestyle, the 20-minute rule. You want to exercise 20 minutes a day. And you want to avoid all the starchy foods, all the sugars, juices, sodas, iced teas, lemonades, candy, bread, all the starchy food, fried food, French fries, potato chips. That's diabetes type 2. Then we have to work on intermittent fasting. That's where you eat only from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., 8 hours. And then you're going to fast 16 hours from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. When you fast, you create autophagy. That's where the brain eats itself and gets rid of all the bad brain cells. When you do intermittent fasting, you could detox. You could eliminate the bad foods through your urine, through your bowel movements, through your period, through your sweat, through your boogers, through your earwax, through your tears. When you don't put in food, then you have time to detox. That is the best way to get healthy. It's the best way to boost your brain power. It's the best way to cure digestive problems. But if you keep putting crappy stuff in there, it doesn't have time to heal. So we want to do intermittent fasting. You eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you also want to sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. That is mastering nutrition. Then you have to eat each color of the rainbow. All your nutrients are based in the different colors. So as long as you eat each color of the rainbow, you'll never have to take a multivitamin. So many patients that take multivitamin, that's a waste. You're not deficient in all those vitamins. You got to be careful taking too many supplements. People think medicine is dangerous. Supplements are also dangerous. You only want to take supplements when you're deficient in that specific vitamin. And the only way to know if you're deficient is to do blood work. You have to do a blood work analysis. Now, if you check your blood work and you're vitamin D deficient, okay, then it's appropriate. But don't take calcium because you have osteoporosis. Don't take calcium because you think it makes your bones stronger. Don't take calcium because you don't drink milk. Those are not reasons to take calcium. Don't take it because you're in menopause or you reached a certain age and your doctor said, oh, your bones are going to get brittle. Now you got to take calcium. You're only going to take calcium if you're actually deficient in calcium. Calcium is one of the most dangerous supplements you could put in your body. It's even been linked to breast cancer, clogs your arteries, causes calcification, arthritis, even been linked to osteoporosis. So you have to be careful taking calcium supplements, multivitamins, or any type of supplement. You have to do a thorough blood work, figure out which areas are deficient, and then if it's appropriate, you could supplement. But you always want to get it through your food. And the way to get all your nutrients through your food is to eat each color of the rainbow. So even if you're a vegetarian, you could get all your nutrients by eating each color of the rainbow. You're not going to take iron or B12 because you're a vegetarian. As long as you absorb properly and eat all the colors of the rainbow, you shouldn't have any nutritional deficiencies. Vitamin D, you'll be deficient if you're inside all day because you get that from the sun. So the most common nutritional deficiency is vitamin D, which is actually a hormone. Now, most doctors say if you're above, 25, 30 for your vitamin D levels, that is healthy. To me, my scale is a little bit different. I'm a different type of doctor. I compare you to healthy people, and healthy people have a vitamin D at least over 50, 60. And if you're in the 20s, 10s, you better start supplementing. I personally take 5,000 IU in the summer and 10,000 daily IU in the winter because I'm inside all day. Don't get too much vitamin D. Now, when I go on vacation, which is a lot, I don't need to take it because I'm outside and I'm in the sun. But vitamin D is the most common deficiency I see in 23 years. Almost everybody's vitamin D deficient. Right? And vitamin D is very important because the vitamin D that you'll get in CVS or Vitamin Shop or GNC or Whole Foods is not healthy. It's not in fat, not with vitamin K, A, and E, and doesn't have calcium and magnesium and phosphorus to help with absorption. Most of the vitamin D is just vitamin D out there, and it's filled with impurities and contaminants and fillers and artificial colors. You got to be careful with what you put in your body. Always look at the ingredients. You are what you eat. So if you eat this crappy stuff, you're going to feel crappy and you're not going to get the benefit. You also have to look at your absorption of your gut. When you take all these supplements, you don't have good absorption. You're just wasting your time and your money. The only way to know if you have good absorption is to do a thorough blood work. We could figure out, do you have enough stomach acid or bile? Your gut microbiome, do you have leaky gut? Do you have inflammation? We need to do thorough blood work to figure that out. That is the only way to know if you have a nutritional deficiency. And that is super important in mastering nutrition to boost your brain power, to function better, feel better. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2121. 1-800-981-7150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about mastering nutrition to boost your brain power, right? Nutrition is one of the most important things in your health. Number one, as far as brain health, gut health, your immune system. What you want to do is just think like you're a hunter-gatherer. Just eat foods that are real. A lot of people come up to me and say, I don't understand, Dr. Kaplan. What am I supposed to eat? And my answer is so simple. All you have to eat is real food that grows from the earth, that comes from the earth, or grabbed from a tree or a bush or the ground, catching the water from a nest from the woods. It's just eating from the earth. We don't want to eat stuff in boxes and bags and cans and all stuff that's processed. When you go to the supermarket, stay on the outside of the supermarket. Stay away from all the aisles. You want to eat real food. It's so simple. You eat all the colors of the rainbow. You eat during the daytime. And you eat real food. That is mastering nutrition. It's not complicated. There's all these fads out. Oh, there's the ketogenic diet and the paleo diet and Atkins diet. And let me be a vegan. Let me be a carnivore. Let me do my blood type diet. There's all these little fads out there. When the truth is, all you have to do is eat real food. We don't want to eat at night because food is for energy. So when you're trying to sleep and get rest, you don't want to eat right before that. Then you're not going to get into that deep sleep. When you eat, it stimulates cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and that's going to keep you up at night. If you have difficulty sleep, not only do you want to do the intermittent fasting, which is where you eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but you also want to do intermittent electronics. Meaning you want to end your electronics at 6 p.m. also. So the electronics have a blue light. All these smartphones, smart devices, smart TVs, computers, they have this blue light that comes off the screen, causes headaches and visual problems. It increases cortisol, the stress hormone. It's going to create anxiety and stress. It's going to interrupt your sleep. You got to get that deep sleep. You got to get into REM, the rapid eye movements. You got to get those delta brainwaves going. That's when you get real good sleep. You sleep in these different cycles. They're about 90 minutes to 2 hours. You go in these different phases. So you should be able to get 3 to 4 deep sleep throughout your night. And one way to really master that is to make sure you go to bed the same time every night. Make it 10 p.m. So 10 p.m., the brain knows, okay, it's time to go down. Let me get in those delta waves. Let me get in those deep brain cycles. But every day, it knows, okay, 10 to 12, that's my first sleep cycle. 12 to 2, 2 to 4, and 4 to 6, I can get 4 deep sleep cycles in there to wake up, feel energized, ready to go. You should wake up feeling healthy and energized.
not groggy, not where you need a coffee, not where you're all cranky, you can't speak to anybody. The morning is the best time. That's when the sun's coming up. If you want to get good circadian rhythms, good energy, good sleep, you want to go for a walk outside during sunrise so your brain knows to energize yourself. And then you want to go for a walk during sunset so your brain knows to relax. Your brain's very smart if it could see the sun and the moon, could figure out what time it is. But if you're inside, it's 8:30 at night, you're eating dinner, the TV's on, you're scrolling through your phone, all the lights are on, cortisol is being stimulated, your brain is up. Even if you're in bed at 10 o'clock, your brain is not going to be relaxed. So you have to relax the brain. Don't eat at night. Don't use electronics at night. That will improve your brain function and your digestion. Now, most people who want to master nutrition will have an issue in their gut. When you have inflammation in your gut, it's called a leaky gut. A leaky gut can be fixed in four phases. If you have IBS, you have leaky gut. If you have ulcerative colitis, you have leaky gut. If you have Crohn's disease, you have leaky gut. If you have celiac disease, you have leaky gut. If you have bloating, you have leaky gut. If you have nausea, you have leaky gut. If you have constipation, diarrhea, you have leaky gut. So leaky gut isn't an official diagnosis. All it really means is that you have intestinal, gastrointestinal inflammation. And we got to bring down that inflammation. There's four ways that you need to heal a leaky gut. The first phase is bringing down the inflammation. Avoiding all those bad foods that we were talking about before. Sugar and alcohol and coffee and corn and soy and bread and noodles and gluten and dairy. Get rid of all that. All the processed food, all the food dyes, all the preservatives, those all cause inflammation. Then we got to maybe supplement with resveratrol, the best anti-inflammatory on the planet. It's from Japanese knotweed. Not only is it anti-inflammatory, it's anti-aging. Turmeric is also anti-inflammatory. That's curcumin. Really good, natural, anti-inflammatory. Better than steroids because it's got no side effects. Better than NSAIDs, no side effects. Then vitamin D, probiotics. That's also going to help to bring down the inflammation. That's the first phase of healing a leaky gut, bringing down the inflammation. The second phase is plugging in the leaky gut with glutamine. We do that with a shake. The third phase is killing off all the bad stuff, killing the yeast, the mold, the parasites, the bacteria, the viruses. We do that through herbal remedies, natural herbal remedies to boost your immune system and kill off all the bad stuff in your gastrointestinal tract. The fourth phase is a cleanse, a liver cleanse, an intestinal cleanse. You flush everything out. That's with a cleanse shake. That's four phases to heal a leaky gut. If you heal a leaky gut, then you're going to prevent those viruses and bacteria from entering your bloodstream, attacking your brain and other organs. Then your body can function at a higher level. Now, how are you going to know if your brain's being affected? The best test is called a QEEG brain mapping. This will literally tell us if you have white matter inflammation, if you have a thyroid problem affecting it, if you have depression, anxiety, memory problems, troubles with focus, motivation, if you have anger, if you have aggression, if you have insomnia, if you have sleep deprivation, how's your dopamine levels, acetylcholine, heavy metal poisoning, concussion, pathogens, intestinal inflammation, long-term memory, short-term memory, working memory, balance, sensory issues. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears. It tells us what part of the brain isn't working properly. This QEEG brain mapping is a great test because there's no radiation. You don't have to have some contrast fluid. You don't have to sit in a small tube taking this MRI for 45 minutes. This QEEG brain mapping has no side effects, completely natural, only takes about 15 minutes to perform, and tells us all about your brain waves, all the different areas of the brain, which areas are functioning well and which areas are not functioning well. It maps out your whole brain. It's normally $500, but we're going to do a special today. For the first 7 people that call, text, or email, you could get the $500 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's for a QEEG brain mapping. Earlier in the show, we offered a VNG, which is where you wear these infrared goggles that measure your eye movements. That's really good to measure the different lobes of the brain, to see if there's a difference in the left side and the right side, to see one side's overactive, one side's underactive. That's also $500, which you're also entitled to get if you're one of the first 7 callers for only $21. You could sign up for both the QEEG for $21, the VNG for $21, and another offer is a one-on-one consult with me for $21. That takes about 45 minutes. We can review your blood work and tell you where your deficiencies are, what you have to do nutritionally. We can go over your brain, your reflexes. We look at your eyes. We look at your balance, your memory. And I tell you exactly how your body's working, your alignment. I tell you how your heart is, your gut is, your inflammation. We check it all, the gait, your respiration. That's also normally $500, but you can get that for only $21. So you can get all 3 tests, the QEEG for $21, the VNG for $21, and the one-on-one with me, Dr. Kaplan, for only $21. You can do all 3 if you're one of the first 7 people to call, text, or email. And again, the number is 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Another thing that we're going to do is the Mastering Nutrition Seminar, which is May 31st, Wednesday, at 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's in River Edge, New Jersey. It is a live event where we're going to give away free massages, free infrared laser therapies, free food, free drinks. All you have to do is sign up for the seminar, which is normally $100, but you could sign up. If you're one of the first 7 people, you can get it for only $49. And you get everything included, the seminar, you get a recording of the seminar, you get the food, the massage, the drinks, the laser. You'll meet nice, healthy people, like-minded people. You'll also get my book for free. You'll get some free snacks, everything. It's pretty cool. It's all included in the $49. Plus, if you sign up and you're one of the first 7 people, we're going to throw in the next 2 seminars for free, which is a memory seminar and a brain seminar, a boot camp seminar. So those are also $100 that you'll be totally for free. So $49 gets you all 3 seminars. It's in May, June, and July, all live events. And if you can't make it, you could do it over Zoom. Or if you can't do it live, you can get a recording. All you have to be is one of the first 7 people to call, 646-221-6738, or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you're interested in learning more about our offices in New Jersey and New York, you can visit my website, kaplandc.com. If you like the stuff that I teach, you can get my books. I have 1 book called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus, that can be found on Amazon. And I also have a book called Concussion Discussions that you could get on concussiondiscussions.com. And we also have a YouTube channel with lots of videos, over 100 videos. Go to Kaplan Brain and Body and like us on social media, Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body, Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body, as well as TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We look forward to seeing you next week. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and we'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.